The proposal from a special committee on the bar calls for replacing the current 10-year terms for Supreme Court justices with one 16-year term. It would bar any justice from serving more than one term. Speaking this week on Marquette University's program On the Issues with Mike Gushay, one of the authors of the amendment, Milwaukee attorney Thomas Schreiner, says it wouldn't eliminate elections and the fundraising necessary to win one, but it would reduce infighting among the justices on the court by eliminating re-elections.
Once they're in. We would not have the idea that incumbent justices would be looking over their shoulders to see whether the people who will be giving the money at the next election approve of the way that they're deciding things.
Under the amendment, the governor would still appoint justices when a vacancy occurs, but that justice would still have to stand for election. Backers of the proposal say if approved, Wisconsin would be the only state in the country to have such a system. Co-author attorney Joe Troy says the Bar Association plans to build support for it among lawyers before looking for politicians to back it in the legislature.
What we need to do is to have the kind of conversations with the leaders in the legislature that we can get beyond the partisanship of it. That we know it is going to take some strategy to put us in a position to sit down and talk.
Because the amendment would have to pass the legislature two terms in a row before going to the voters, the earliest the change could occur would be 2016. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.